a really, really big game for us at the weekend. You know, a type of game that, you know, can give you the confidence and momentum going into back-to-back games. And, you know, we really need to try and win this game, especially at home. I've said this before, that our home games are vitally important. We have to win our home games and we have to play with real intent. It's something that I've watched back at the last couple of games, especially our second half performances have been outstanding. But we have to start with the confidence, and we have to start with, as I talk about, the intensity in our game that we've shown, you know, from the second half on. So, you know, that is a real goal at the weekend, that we start with intent and also we have the confidence.
These are really exciting times for Fleetwood, because you look at the fixtures, you've got Swindon in the playoff final last year, you've got Millwall, and then you've got Blackpool.
Yeah, they're brilliant games, actually. Really exciting games for us all. And games that we should be really looking forward to, because, you know, I certainly am. And as I said, I've seen improvements in us in recent weeks. And I see a growing confidence within the group. But we have to, again, turn those second half performances especially into results, and you know, none more important than this weekend.
Yeah, because you got a lot of plaudits after Saturday. I know you didn't win the game, but from what I gather, it was a really great advert for League One football. I mean, how much solace can you take from that? How much consolation?
I can take consolation in the performance, but, you know, it's about winning. I've said that since coming here, and I don't want to be a team that's known for playing exciting football and not winning games. That's why this weekend, you know, the most important thing for us is the result. We have to be aggressive in our play and we have to have belief, but the most important thing is the result. Against a Swindon side that had a good result at the weekend, you know, there's been a lot of talk coming out of their club in the last month about returning to their kind of DNA, which was a team that loved to dominate games through possession. They're a team that are quite high risk in their possession, but very brave, and deserve great credit for that. They played some wonderful, wonderful football under Mark Cooper for two seasons. And I think that they're desperate to return to that. And watching the DVD at the weekend, they looked like a team that was very much returning to that. You know, they tried to play out constantly from the back. They tried to dominate possession. So it'll be a really good test for us at the weekend. But as I said, one that I think we're ready for.
Just finally on Swindon, a little bit more detail. I mean, they have lost a lot of their better players, haven't they? But they still retain one or two good ones as well.
They've got a number of really good ones, you know. You know, obviously, the lad that went to QPR has returned on loan, who's a very good player for them. They've got three excellent strikers. You know, they've had a couple of players away on international duty. So they're a squad that, in my own opinion, are not fulfilling their potential. But with the new manager in place, I'm sure there'll be a great determination about them to do that. But the same with us, you know, and that's why I think it's going to make for a really exciting game at the weekend.
And Conor McLaughlin, okay, he's back.
Conor's, you know, we're really proud as a club for him. You know, he played the 90 minutes, he played as a wing-back, he seemed to really enjoy it. You know, I think it's a great thing for this football club that we have a player that potentially could be playing in the Euros in the summer. So, you know, credit to him, and hopefully we'll benefit from that.